Now, when Paul says this, he doesn't say this just because it's something it sounds good to say. This is important, okay? This is important because the things we set our minds on, they play a huge role in developing the ideas by which we are governed.
Welcome to episode 14 of the Walking Closer podcast. I'm your host, Adam Como. In this episode, we're going to start off a series of podcasts that are going to focus primarily on our minds, where we're going to address two aspects of that, that is, our thoughts and our feelings. So let's jump right in. This world we experience is very unique, and we can observe its complexity from various angles. And when we do this and examine all the creatures that exist in this world, compare them to one another, compare them to ourselves, it's easy to see how unique and complex we are as humans. And I suppose that there are various ways we could talk about what it means to be human and experience this life. But as a Christian, and especially specifically in this podcast, we have been focusing on six aspects of what it means to be human, that is, to live this life, this have this human experience. We talked about thoughts, we talked about feelings, we talked about our heart. And if you remember, when we mentioned the fact that when we talk about our hearts, we're also talking about our spirit and our will, that is our ability to choose, to decide various things. And when we do this, we act all of these things out through our bodies, which is another aspect of what it means to be human. We do this within a social context. And we have to talk about our soul. These are all things that we've covered already. And if you've been listening from the beginning, we are 14 episodes in. Now, this podcast is all about spiritual formation. It's all about transformation. It's becoming more like Jesus from the inside out. And that's really what it means to be a Christian. That's what this life is about. That's what this journey is about. Now, you might be wondering, when are we going to get to the meat of it all? Like, what is it that I have to do? What is it that causes this change, that makes this happen? And we can be very impatient people. We want overnight fixes, right? You might be wondering, when are we going to get to the core of this, the meat of it all? Now, you need to listen again, because the reality is we have been chewing on the meat. This is the meat. The process is not something that magically happens overnight. And everything that we've talked about thus far is crucial, and it's really important for our understanding for this process, and so that we can see this process through. And here's the deal. Your character was not formed overnight. And transformation, that is undoing that formation, doesn't happen overnight either. I get it. We want quick, easy, instant drive-through formation, right? If you could take a pill and be transformed into the image of Jesus, if you could just say a specific prayer and be transformed into the image of Jesus, if you could just clap your hands, you know, do a dance in a certain way or certain form, we would do that, right? That's what we want to. We want quick fixes. We want things to happen instantly, okay? But the reality is that's not how this works, because if it did, there wouldn't be a need for podcasts like this. There wouldn't be a need for, books and lectures. There wouldn't be need for conversations like this. Like, the reality is everyone that wanted it would have done it by now, okay? People wouldn't be wondering whether or not it's even possible. And there would be no doubt. You would either be choosing to do it or not to do it, right? That would be the reality. Not much different from now. The problem is, though, it takes work. It takes a lot of work sometimes to undo, to work through, to heal the brokenness that is there. And we're impatient. We can be impatient people. You have to trust the process, okay? You have to trust the process. I work with some young adults, and we go through very similar things like this we're talking about. And you know, I've been working with them for several weeks now. This is something that started at the beginning of 2018. Up to this point, mainly what we focused on is laying a foundation, helping them understand what it means to be successful. The whole goal in working with these younger people is to help them get from point A to point B, help them learn and understand how to set goals, help them to better their lives. They want to be in a different place, right? And they found themselves just constantly in either it's a rut or just not making any headway in their life, however you want to describe it. And the reality is there are reasons for that, right? There are reasons behind why we make the choices we make, how we respond and why we respond to life circumstances and things that take place. And so up to this point, mainly what we've done is just kind of lay the groundwork and help them understand where they are, you know, what it takes to move forward. And we're just now beginning to put rubber to the road, okay? And it's funny because this is what they've been waiting for over the past several weeks. Now, if I would have just started with rubber meeting the road, I doubt seriously that this process as we move forward would be something that would be as rewarding, be something that would be that they would understand clearly in order to be successful with it, if it were not for laying down the groundwork first. See, you can't build a house without a foundation. That is a reality. And there are certain things that we must understand before, okay, we take the journey. There are certain things we must understand before we get too far into the journey. Now, there are things that we have to learn along the way. No question about it. But this is about preparation. This is about setting the course. This is about heading in the proper direction and equipping yourself with the things that you need in order to be successful at whatever it is that you're wanting to do. And so the same case is the same as the case with this, okay? There are certain things that we need to cover. Otherwise, I could just tell you things that you could do or should do or need to do. But those alone aren't going to help you without the proper understanding, okay? Intention determines outcome. That is a reality. And in order for us to have the proper intentions, that is, to understand what it is, okay, that we're wanting to accomplish, especially in the realm of spiritual formation, especially in the realm of character building and becoming more like Jesus, okay, we first have to see, have to understand and know who Jesus was and what he was like. Now, I'm doing this podcast and it's implied, right, that goes without saying, that you understand that, that you have a picture of who Jesus was and how he lived and what those expectations are and what it looks like to live a life and be transformed into the image of Jesus. Okay, that's an understood thing. That being said, I could give you all sorts of exercises to do, but it doesn't mean that the outcome will be, well, you being transformed into the image of Jesus. Doesn't mean you may not benefit from some of these things, but at the end of the day, we have to have a proper understanding. It applies to so many different areas in our life. Okay, you can't do algebra without learning the fundamental understandings of math, right? Adding and subtracting, numbers, counting, like things that we just take for granted. Well, they help us be able to progress as we learn, as we increase our thinking and our knowledge and our understanding. Without those, well, we would never get anywhere. Think about it. You've got to learn what letters are before you're able to learn cursive writing, which I don't think there anyone is being taught cursive writing these days. But I think you get the point, okay? Don't ignore things that you think that aren't important or because you think that it's not giving you the meat that you need. It's not giving you action points. It's not telling you exactly what to do, okay? The reality is, all along, the things that we've been talking about, they are things to do. They are things to embrace. There are things to take in. There are understandings that we need to come to, things that we need to be thinking on, be focusing on. All of these things are going to help us as we begin to implement various things, various practices on this journey. And so, if you don't think that we've gotten to the meat yet, you may need to re-listen to some of the things that we've talked about thus far. You don't want to skip steps, okay? You don't want to trip over things on this journey. You want to take your time and really focus in on the information that is given. And as a result, what that really is going to do is help you understand more about where you are than anything else. And that's key. It's extremely important to become more and more self-aware of all the aspects, okay? And that's really what this journey is about. So each of these aspects plays a role in how we experience this life, right? When our lives are formed away from God, typically the dominant force is the body. We've talked about this already. All other aspects are subservient, as it were, to the body. They serve the body and what the body wants. And the word that Scripture uses to describe this is the flesh. Okay? But I think Paul says that it's like the mind is being set on the flesh instead of the spirit. There it is. The mind is subservient to the flesh or to the body. However, with a life that is formed under God, which we've covered as well, things look quite a bit different. And that is the goal, right? Where all the aspects of who we are brought under subjection to God and are there to serve God. Instead of the body being the dominant force, God is. And our hearts are under Him to serve Him. Then our minds are there to serve the heart, and so on and so forth. Okay, but when we typically think or talk about the mind, what are we thinking about? What comes to our mind? Well, generally, we're referring to our thoughts and our feelings, and this is the way that we're going to talk about this as well. Now, what we are most concerned with is this process by which we bring all these aspects of who we are under subjection to God. That's spiritual transformation. And we want to first start with addressing the mind, specifically our thoughts. And when one turns from or to God, it first begins in the thoughts. So that's where we need to start. So what do we mean about thoughts? What are thoughts? Well, what do thoughts do? Well, thoughts bring pictures and concepts and opinions and ideas and memories and beliefs and perceptions and other things before our minds, right? Thoughts largely determine what we do, and they provoke feelings as well. And think about this. Feelings strongly motivate our actions. In fact, thoughts can also help us control our feelings. For example, if someone repeatedly interrupts you while speaking, this may provoke some frustration or some anger within you. I don't know about you, but I can't stand being interrupted. Now, if you allow the feeling that comes when you're repeatedly interrupted, when you allow that feeling to take over, you may respond harshly. You may get flustered and even just stop the conversation altogether, right? You may stop listening. You may miss some things there. Your response will be will not be one that would result in anything positive, okay? That's the potential danger in this. However, if when this happens, that is, when you're repeatedly interrupted and these feelings come on, you can always think, use your thoughts to direct and change your feelings. You can always think certain things that can help these feelings subside or go away. You might think to yourself when this happens, maybe they're responding to me in this way because it's the way that I'm talking to them, right? Is there something that I am doing here? Maybe you might say to yourself, well, maybe I need to stop and really listen. Maybe I'm missing something here. Or you might stop and say, wow, something must be really going on with this person. I can't take this personal. Maybe I need to invest a little bit of time into them to help them calm down or to understand what's really going on with them. Okay, whatever the case is, you have to make up your own minds in those situations and what you need to do. But the point is, we can use our thoughts, okay, to help control our feelings, which in turn will help us respond in ways that are more desirable, okay? But thoughts not only influence our actions and feelings, they strongly influence our hearts, and our hearts influence our thoughts. And this is important. This is key. This is why Paul said to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. And he also said in Philippians 4, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And that's a scripture that we know. It's a scripture that we like to read, or a scripture we like to hear, maybe. But is it something that we actually put into practice? Right? You think about it. Are these the things that we focus on, that we are very intentional about putting our minds upon?
right? Fixing our thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure, as opposed to fixing our thoughts on what is gossip, what is not true, right? What is not honorable, what is wrong, what is not pure but is unholy, what is not of love, right? What is not something that is admirable. Like, what are we putting our thoughts on? What are we fixing our thoughts on? Now, when Paul says this, he doesn't say this just because it's something it sounds good to say. This is important, okay? This is important because the things we set our minds on, they play a huge role in developing the ideas by which we are governed. And the ultimate power we have is the power to choose what we allow our minds to dwell upon. And when we constantly engage ourselves with these things, these ideas and images and information which are of God, which come from God, that is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable, excellent and worthy of praise, when we do that, we are nourished by the Holy Spirit in ways beyond our own efforts, in ways that goes beyond anything that we can speak of. It's things that we experience. And when we set or keep on thinking about things that are above, our patterns of thinking change. Our thoughts can change, and as a result, they become more godly. And the thoughts that enter our minds when we come in contact with people, right, that are people who are constantly interrupting us, or come into contact with in situations, whether good or bad, no matter what, our thoughts can be good and pure and healthy. Our thoughts can be godly, okay? And that's extremely important. Because our thoughts not only influence our actions and our feelings, they strongly influence our hearts, okay? And since it is the case that our hearts will also influence our thoughts, it is important that we focus on the information and the things that we set our minds upon, okay? That it's extremely, extremely important. But here's the thing that we have to understand. We have the power to change our minds. In fact, by just realizing that we have the freedom to place our minds on whatever we choose can bring about an immediate change. And I'm not saying that that's always an easy thing to do. It does take practice. It can be a difficult thing. It depends on how much control you feel or believe you actually have over your own thoughts. But just realizing that you have the freedom to do this can help bring about immediate changes. And so maybe as you go throughout your day, remind yourself that you have the freedom to choose where you put your mind. If a situation occurs, someone gets under your skin, pay attention to where your thoughts go. See, oftentimes we don't pay attention to where our thoughts go, and we just react, and our reactions are primarily driven by our feelings. But if we can stop ourselves, we train ourselves to begin to pay attention to where our thoughts go, we can remind ourselves of alternatives, ways of thinking about this person, about this situation, okay? And maybe instead of negative thoughts, maybe instead of thinking, you know, about how much this person is getting under your skin, instead of going there, maybe you need to bless that person by praying for that person and asking God to guide you in some way where you can help that person. See, various things that we can do, okay, but we have the power to change our minds. We have the power to choose what we set our minds upon. That's the point. In that moment, you have the power to engage the process of renewing the mind. I have a phrase that I like to say is seize the moment. Seize the moment and every moment as you become more and more aware of them. See, oftentimes we think about our responses and our reactions, what we should have said, what we should have done after the fact. Okay? Whether good or bad, right? We think after the fact about how we wish we would have responded, how we wish we would have reacted. Okay? Now, the goal here is to respond and react in a good way, in a godly way, in a pure way, in a holy way, right? It's time to stop thinking about it after the fact and start paying attention to the moments that you have to seize and tell yourself in those moments when you become aware of them, here is my moment and now I'm going to seize this moment. I am not going to respond the way I normally respond. How can I respond differently? Acknowledge where your thoughts are. Acknowledge the either negative or positive self-talk, the things that you say to yourself, right? Acknowledge the truth of who you should be and how you should respond, how Jesus would respond in that moment, what is pleasing to God. And so you think on what is true, what is admirable, what is pure. You give people the benefit of the doubt, right? You'd be a 1 Corinthians 13 Christian, okay? Let's stop just quoting that. Let's stop just talking about love. Let's actually be it. Let's actually do it, okay? That's the point. Seize the moment, and every moment as you become more and more aware of them. Now, this is where we'll end this episode, but the next episode will address this idea that we are governed by ideas. And it's important for us to become aware of the ideas by which we are governed. That's the next time on the Walking Closer podcast. Thanks for joining me on this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share and connect with me on the Walking Closer Facebook page. Drop me a message or any questions that you may have. Make sure to join us next time as we explore becoming like Jesus from the inside out.